Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
We are here in Croke Park this week on Winners and Sinners. I am joined in these hallowed halls by Saoirse Hanley, who's featured writer with the Irish Independent, and Alison Curtis of Today FM. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
To Croke Park,
either of you before? Yes, for gigs, not for matches.
For gigs, okay.
Yes.
So you're here for the
meeting, obviously.
You're very in keeping with your personality in general. You're here for gigs. Saoirse, but you are a recently converted GAA fan.
Yes, yeah. I was only just thinking about it as I'm here looking at the Hall of Fame, and there's a little bit of Cork. And I'm reminded that this summer I thought, because Cork were doing well, I was like, I'm going to get into GAA. This sounds class. Everyone's been on about this for years. I see why. And just watched. I actually happened to be in the pub when the quarterfinal was on, and it went to penalties, and apparently that was cool and exciting, and you doesn't happen much. So I got really into it then, and then I was like, I'm going to watch this. And then we lost in the final, at the last hurdle.
We don't want to talk about it, because it's still very traumatic for me
and for all
the Cork people listening. But we're winners and sinners, of which we won't say what side Cork is on this year. You are beginning on your side with a winner, Alison.
Yes. A young guy called Adam Thornton, and I only read about him earlier in the week. He's going to be taking part in the Dublin City Marathon, and he's only 24 from Selbridge, and he's bringing his brother, who has a form of muscular dystrophy, in a brand new chair that they've been gifted on the whole marathon, and it's brilliant. So Adam did the marathon last year, and at around the 30-kilometer mark, he thought, this would be good to get my brother Tommy involved. And I'm just amazed, first of all, of people doing the marathon, period. That's something I'll never aspire to or imagine in my future. But second of all, to do it for such a wonderful cause, and obviously the brothers are very close, and to have his brother there as well, I think it'll be really good.
It's a lovely idea. Is he going to push him in the chair?
Yes, he is. Yeah. So it's a design chair for him. And I mean, Tommy himself, who has muscular dystrophy, is 18. He's quite active, apparently. He's doing his leaving cert. He's doing swimming. But he was diagnosed with this when he was 2. So, I mean, they're both my winners, actually, the two of them. But to think of someone doing that to raise funds, but also that extra challenge of physical challenge.
I remember years ago, Father Tony Coote, who had motor neuron disease, and he got his friends to push him from the top of the country to the bottom of the country, and they went the whole way pushing him in his wheelchair. And it was just an incredible thing. And I remember going down, I think it was Cork McSherry or somewhere it finished in, and this fantastic sense of elation that they did it. But like running a marathon, pushing someone in a marathon, taking part in a marathon, it's a big ask.
It makes me so emotional. I find it really hard to watch the marathon.
Yeah, I know.
I just cry all the time.
I know.
Nothing to do with
me. Obviously the spectators along the route are like incredible and really essential to keeping people going, obviously. I just saw this story during the week, and I thought Adam and Tommy are really worthy winners just because of everything that they're going to be undertaking.
Are you not inclined to run the marathon yourself?
I did the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. I was an ambassador 1 year, and I had to do the whole up on stage and pump people up and then run. And at the end of it, the adrenaline was so crazy in my body, I didn't know what to do. I was like, this is what a rock star feels like. Like, I could not calm down for about 5 hours. And I was like, is my heart just going to implode? I did that for 4 years.
What's that, 5K, 10K?
Seven. So yeah. Isn't it? No, sorry, 10. Sorry.
Yeah.
Seven is my mark in my head, because that's as far as I could get. And then I walked the last three. I did enjoy it at the time, but I'm not good enough with my own company to train properly. I get really bored of myself. So,
it's long. I did a half marathon last year, and it is just hours and hours and hours. I'm not fast either, which means I'm spending double the time out because it's taking me much longer to get it done.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of time with your own thoughts.
I think I'm genetically indisposed to running. And I know that sounds really,
but I love tennis. Like, you could put me on a court for 2 hours and I would run for the 2 hours, but I'm chasing a ball, so effectively a dog.
You know, I can run around on a five-a-side pitch. I can walk for Ireland, but make me run and it just feels a bit odd. I just can't bring myself to do it. You have chosen a very unusual winner this week, Megan. And I'm asking you, are you sure you can still change it?
No, he's staying there. The winner, actually, for similar reasons, not to do with running, but for charity, is my boyfriend. And it's not the charity work he does by dating me. It is the charity. Oh, so my boyfriend is he's shaving all his hair off this weekend.
Does he have a lot?
There's so much hair.
I got. Does he have a name?
Yes, Daniel. No, just boyfriend. His name is boyfriend. Saoirse's boyfriend. It's all he needs to be known as. Daniel. He is. He's got fantastic hair. I love his hair. I'm actually struggling a small bit with the loss of this hair, but I'm going to be really strong because it's not to do with me. But my boyfriend's grandfather is quite sick with dementia, and this, like, I'm close to my grandparents for sure, but they're so close. Like, anybody's grandparental relationship pales in comparison to these two. Like, they're so close. It's huge inspiration to him, like, huge part of that family, and just also, like, very welcoming to me when I came into that family 5 years ago. But he's been quite ill as of late, and my boyfriend just wanted to raise a bit of money for Alzheimer's Ireland, which he has done over, I think, €1,000 at this point.
Oh, brilliant.
Amazing. It's just the people who are in his life and our life is just, it's phenomenal, the support that comes through, like, when people just want to really, like, gather behind you.
Yeah.
But, he's going to get rid of all of his hair on his head on Sunday.
I have a logistical question. How long is this hair? I mean, are we talking kind of flowing locks that you can run your fingers through?
It's definitely, I was actually looking at it earlier this morning and I was like, I wonder, could I plait this? Like, it's not down to his, like, shoulders long.
You could stuff a small pillow is what I'm thinking.
Well, he actually ran a raffle. So anybody that donated €20 and anything above that was an extra entry got put into a raffle, and he pulled out some names.
Clever.
And three people have been chosen to come over to our house on Sunday and shave his head. So I don't know where on earth it's going to happen in our house. He says he's sacrificing the shower curtain. We're a very carpeted apartment.
Put down a sheet is what I'm going to say there.
Or the bathroom or the kitchen.
Yeah. I'm feeling quite, like, attached to it though. I was saying to his mom at the weekend, I was like, what if I just take a lock and put it inside a locket to keep it for myself?
That's all very old school. I mean, because, you know, remember we all had to cut our own hair during lockdown?
Yes.
And we did have a clippers, which my wife attacked me with. I'm sorry, my wife used to cut my hair.
I think I did a pretty good job on my husband's hair in lockdown.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my daughter has, she's 14 now, but she had really long, has really, really long hair. But we shaved a side of hers, like, above her ear, like,
cool.
She had that for a while and she really liked it. It was like a side shave.
Yeah, but my hair just turns into, I mean, it just keeps going. It's like a microphone. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But the hair went everywhere and you'd still be finding little kind of chunks of my hair.
Sorry for everybody eating their dinner right
now. Yeah, exactly. If you find a hair, it's probably mine. Back in the day, Alison, shave or die used to be a big thing in Today FM. Did you ever indulge yourself?
I dyed my hair. But actually, the second year, I did it 1 year because I didn't dye my hair for about 12, 15 years. Was fine, but the second year I didn't realize not that I don't think it mattered, but I was pregnant and I didn't know. So that's how long ago it was. and I was like, yeah, do purple. But I mean, shaving was.
And Joan is fine, by the way.
She's fine. Shaving was way more powerful, I think. So I think that's amazing he's doing that.
Yeah, I think so. He kind of was only looking at his own head there yesterday. He was feeling the back of it and he was like, what if the back of my head is kind of misshapen? Like, everyone's going to know.
There is a thing that I always have, that if I did shave my head for any reason, that there'd be weird bumps.
Yeah.
And people will see the weird bumps and then they'll think I'm a bit odd.
Not like to age you, obviously, but if you have a lot of hair when you get over a certain age, men should just keep it because people will be envious and you have a lot of hair.
Yeah, there is every 3 weeks. It's a constant battle.
You're like a chia pet.
I know. I they keep going and you have lovely hair. And I was like, I know, but it's very expensive. It's 25 quid every couple of weeks.
25 quid.
I used to always take that approach of being like, it's nothing like getting your hair cut as a woman, but men have to get their hair cut so often.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It is a joy. But anyway, well done him. So he's raising money for Alzheimer's.
Yes, Alzheimer's Ireland. So that'll all go there, which is great. And a huge thanks to anybody who donated, because the people's kindness is so nice.
Well done. And so well done. I mean, again, I'm sure he has a name, but too serious. He's doing incredible things there. And well done to him. Anyway, we'll be moving to sinners in just a minute. And I have to say, Saoirse, your sinner is, oh my God, can I agree with you anymore on this one? It's driving me crazy, not just you. We will get to that in a minute, but time for the news and Eamon Torsney. Thank you very much, Eamon. This is The Hard Shoulder, Jonathan Healy, and we are live in Croke Park, in the Croke Park Museum, and we're here with Alison Curtis and with Saoirse Henley. It is really weird, actually. There's people walking around looking at the museum. It's a little bit discombobulating.
There was a guy standing behind you for quite some time there. I don't know if you noticed that.
burning through the back of my head. We're going to go to Sinners. I'm going to begin with Saoirse Sinners, because this has been a bone of contention in my house, because I am sometimes looked on as a technical wizard who can fix things. And this is beyond fixing even for me.
Tragically. So I was on a long haul flight recently and you're doing that thing of perusing what they have. And sometimes they'll have a selection of episodes of a certain season of one show and you can kind of just nip in. So I started watching The Pit, which is from HBO, which was HBO Max, is now Max, I think, just normally. And I watched the first six episodes, loved it. I was like, okay, I've heard about this for ages. I knew people in the States were
loving it. Who is it again?
It's Noah Wiley, isn't it?
Noah Wiley and I can't think of any other names now that are in it, but it's Bryan Cranston's daughter. She's in it as well.
Yes,
I can't think
of
her name. She's fantastic. It's phenomenal. They took home so many Emmys. The show was so good. I loved the first few episodes. There was two of the other girls that I was on a trip with. They also watched it. We landed and suddenly we're like, oh my God, what do we think? Did you all watch The Pit? And then I got home and I can't watch it for the life of me because it's nowhere.
In the UK and Ireland,
you can't get it. And normally we would get like Max or HBO Max shows on Sky Atlantic or Now TV. They'd normally come to us via that, through that channel. But there's nothing. And they think...
That is frustrating.
It's so irritating. And the word on the street is because that HBO are hoping to launch their... What's it called? It's called the... Yeah, they're hoping to launch Max in the UK, hopefully also in Ireland.
Oh, not another subscription. I mean, how many subscription services? I know.
And you can see why they'd be holding it back, because everyone does want to watch it and it is worth like whatever you'd have to buy. I was thinking about it yesterday and I was like, whatever it's worth, I will pay it. Just give it to me.
not that we would advocate for this, right? But I even tried the whole VPN thing to see if I could kind of sneak in and pretend that I was in America.
So did you start this?
No, I couldn't. You can't watch it. Literally. Okay. And you know, the worst thing is if you're on Instagram, which as we discussed, Alison is not really on Instagram as much as I am, but if you're on Instagram,
that's up this week, by the way.
Oh, it's good.
Massively.
I'm glad. I thought it was just me. But you know, they give you the little clips, and they're the best parts of the show. And I go, I'd really love to watch that. And lo and behold, it's just not.
That is frustrating.
It's so frustrating. And I just, and like they're thinking that if we do get access to it next year, like when it's kind of coming in spring next year, allegedly, like season two will have been out by then in January. So we're already going to be behind by so much. It's so upsetting.
I just find it weird that Noah Wiley, because he starred obviously in ER, which was this brilliant show. We used to sit down, it was Sunday nights, we used to watch it. It was great TV. But he hasn't aged. He looks the same as
some people
have done.
Are like that. Paul Rudd. Some people don't. Yeah. Like, so they just don't. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, his medical career hasn't gone very far. He's still stuck in the ED. But
I was thinking about this, though. Like, imagine, like, these actors that are in, like, Grey's Anatomy or The Pit or, like, any of these, or ER or any of these, like, you know, hospital procedurals. The amount of medical knowledge they must know.
I know.
Just randomly.
And none of them are hypochondriacs, clearly.
I can't watch medical dramas.
I had to take breaks. Like, I have that now. I have that disease and now I have that one.
I was watching it on the plane and obviously you're on a plane so you're also a bit kind of like sweaty and warm and cramped and I was getting a bit anxious anyway, and then they would show like a surgery and I had to take my headphones off and like turn away for a second because I was so nervous.
Do you get squeamish with the bloody bits?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I can't. I can't for the life of me watch surgeries, and they really go in on the surgeries. So I have to kind of look away until they get back to the interpersonal dramas.
Right.
There is another one I'm watching on Netflix at the moment, which is your man who used to be in The Good Wife and he's now a doctor and I can't remember what it's called, but his name is Conrad. But it's like there's about eight series and we're just slowly making our way through it. It's really, really...
See, that's the thing that's always kind of off-putting, i.e. Game of Thrones. Like, it's like I can't, like, I want to live and do other things with my life. Like, if something is like Grey's Anatomy, I watched the first two because I think I was in college when they came out or something, and I haven't gone back to it.
But the seasons are so long.
Yeah.
Like 20 something episodes per season. Yeah. I don't have time for that.
The Resident, I've Googled it. It's called The Resident. Have you watched that?
No, I've heard of it.
It's on Netflix. It's actually really, really good. It's like a kind of a poor man's ER. They're kind of going out with each other and all that.
All right.
Occasionally then they'll just crack.
Is it very hospitally though?
Yeah. Occasionally they'll just crack someone's chest open.
Okay.
Brilliant.
which you know, is I'm sure great for the drama. One of the things I love to do, Alison, when I'm working on News Talk Breakfast is, because I'm obviously in the studio in Cork and Ciara is in the studio in Dublin, and occasionally during the production calls, a story about spiders will creep in, right? And I then will be able to send Ciara, when she's in the middle of doing another item, I will send her gifts
pictures?
And pictures of spiders.
She's arachnophobic.
Absolutely terrified.
Phobic, okay. Well, and like this.
She will actually, I mean, you can actually hear her kind of gagging.
Okay.
As she's trying to be professional and doing those. I find it very funny. She
good,
finds
though.
It less less funny than I do. But you have a spider on your sinister.
So it's the false widow spider. And warnings have been issued now, like national warnings, guys, because obviously September is kind of spider month, but like the colder temperatures mean spiders, especially these ones are urban spiders, come into the house. And they do have venom in them. Now, they're not going to kill you, which is good news.
Oh, thanks.
But they
thanks.
Will.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. But they will, they can create like a bump and like a redness and like get you kind of like flu-like symptoms. So they're called the false widow spiders. And they've got, they say, a bulbous body, brown, but they have like little white markings on their back.
A little, quite, a little face. Isn't it a little face?
Yeah, yeah. So they're kind of easy to recognize.
Get out of my house.
I know, but like, and I'm not phobic at all about spiders. I don't mind them. I have a friend that lives around the corner and I've had to go to her house a few times to remove them for her. But if it can bite you and there's a chance you'll react to it, I'm not happy about that.
Have you ever been bitten by a spider?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is unpleasant.
Yeah.
Because we all think that our spiders, they're like a big long arms on them and everything, but they're kind of non-offensive. Yeah. They do bite you.
Yeah. Now, we've got big ones in Canada called dock spiders. Like, they are kind of gross to look at, but they don't tend to bite you. But there are ones that do. But my whole thing is, like, if it can't kill me, it's gross, but I can live with it. But if there's a threat that I could get really sick, like in Australia, not happy about when I was there and seeing all these spiders, I'm like, oh, God, no, not good.
I wouldn't move to Australia for exactly that reason.
Exactly.
Oh, I hate.
But they have the huntsmen, don't they? They're the
all
big guys.
Kinds of crazy things.
One of them
around.
Crawled up on a windscreen when we were there one time.
Oh,
I know. Oh. That's the only time I've been like, because we grew up in like junior naturalist programs in Canada, like we held snakes, like all that kind of stuff. So none of that really bothers me. Insects don't bother me. There's loads at my cottage. But again, as I say, if it can kill you,
yeah,
it's a problem.
It automatically is an issue. I mean, we actually had, we saw one of these false widows.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, well, I didn't. My wife did.
Okay.
And she did a proper kind of search. Not a casual Google search,
yeah, yeah.
Let's put it this way. And it was one, and he was out in the he was in the confines of the house, but not in the house.
So they like windows and conservatories.
Yeah. So it was in a general window, so he was cleaning the windows, and then this big arse thing came out with a face on it. But see, the other thing is a lot of spiders have things that look like faces on their backside, but aren't false widows.
This one does.
They are false widows.
Yes.
But I know that like one of the kids, I remember we were on holidays once and it wasn't a bed bug, but it was a spider. Spider bit them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could see the little two fang marks.
Yeah.
Which you wouldn't think. Seriously, you look incredibly uncomfortable. Yeah,
but you know what's really gross? Is they can have like 1,000 babies.
Ew,
at
I don't
a time,
want any
of basically.
The babies in my house. I hate them.
That's the other fact.
So does Sirius's boyfriend, as he is now known, and does he come and take the spiders away if you see
him? I was going to say he's the spider rescuer. Yeah. And I say rescuer because he doesn't really kill them. He releases them into the wild.
They don't want to go. They can't survive in the wild.
Well, good. Get out.
I was cozy here. My family's back under the bed. I always think
family
they
personalities.
I don't think, but if you have 1,000 kids, it's going to be hard to pick your favorite.
That's going to be a hard monthly bill for sure, definitely.
Yeah.
benefit, though.
That's good.
I just hope that, again, Ciara Kelly is sitting at home trying to eat her dinner at this point.
Hi, Ciara.
And listening to this conversation. The funny thing is, in my house, I am the spider getter. Right?
Someone has
but to be. We invested this summer with, you know, these tennis rackets that are...
The zappers?
The zappers, yeah. They also work on spiders.
Oh, so cruel.
Yeah.
And so gross.
Yeah. And Daddy Longlegs as well. The Ricky Gervais always makes this huge joke about Daddy Longlegs that they are amongst the most venomous insects on the face of planet Earth, but they have no teeth.
Which do any damage.
Which does seem like nature's just taken the mick.
Yeah.
You were doing so well. Yeah. And here we are. Is your man still behind me or is he gone?
No, he's gone.
Oh, okay, that's something.
He's gone off.
Yeah.
We have got two more things on your list before we wrap up. We will be back in just a moment with the final furlong. Welcome back. You can hear the cheers in the museum here at Croke Park. And we are on the final furlong, the last little stretch of the hard shoulder this week. And I'm delighted that we are still in the company of Alison Curtis from Today FM and Saoirse Hanley, features writer with the Irish Independent. Who wants to talk about the drop chef?
Me, please.
What is a drop chef?
Drop chef is an Irish company, and it was founded by Ryan Scott, Sam O'Byrne, and Roman Grogan. And basically, it is a meal kit delivery service, right? Which I definitely would have, if you told me about this like 5 years ago, I would have been like absolute height of notions. But I will just say, it is actually worth its weight in salt. I did a story, I do a lot of money stories, and I wrote a story earlier in the year about different like meal kit deliveries, because you know, HelloFresh had launched here, and we have Gusto that launched here as well. They're German and UK companies, and I tried them all out, and you know, they were great. I had various successes.
So they send you the ingredients in a box.
Yes. So Drop Chef basically, and all of they follow a similar like formula, all three of those. But the one that I really, really liked, mostly because it is also Irish, but just for various different reasons, is you would choose, say, how many people you want to eat for. So I have a household of two, so there's two of us, and we want three meals a week taken care of. But you could do, I think it's two to five. You could have five meals taken care of, but we chose three. And you pick them out before Thursday, end of day. And the following Tuesday, you will get your box, and it will be delivered to your door, free delivery, with three of your meals, and everything is exactly portioned out as you need it.
It's so brilliant.
You know the way, like sometimes you see a recipe and it'll call for like a random spice you don't have or whatever, and you'll buy it and then it'll like languish in the back of your cupboard for five years later.
Yeah, you'll throw it out.
There's the moldy garam masala. Perfect. So the huge part of the popularity of these like meal kit things is that there's way less waste.
Oh yeah,
because you're only ever getting exactly what you exactly the right amount of ingredients that you need for whatever you're cooking, but also it's exactly portioned out for two people. And I was a bit skeptical that maybe it wouldn't be like enough food.
That was the first question. Is it enough, right? Because normally when you kind of get these things and they give you three small bits of chicken and you're going, well, that wasn't enough. Now.
Yeah. I was like, there's definitely sometimes you look at like a pasta portion, you know, on the back of a box and it'll say, you'll realize what the serving size of pasta is. And you're like, oh my God.
Like for a 7-year-old.
I've been cooking myself three times that. So I was a bit worried that's what was going to happen.
I was like, how dare you assume that that's what I would eat?
Yeah, that's not right. But I will say I've never gone hungry. And the meals, like they're things that I would never be cooking. Like
I think that's it, isn't it? So like it expands your repertoire and also it does save you time.
Oh my God. I think the biggest thing is like trying to choose what to cook at the start of the week.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to, like you still have to go to the shop and buy things for the rest of the week and your lunches and breakfasts and stuff.
Yeah. But again, this is the lazy person coming at me. Like, you know, if you're getting chicken, does it chop up the chicken?
Yes.
Oh.
And my best friend asked me that last night because I was telling her that I was telling everyone that they should use this. And I was telling my friend because she was like, you know, is it okay for one person? I was like, yes, they offer a one person option. And she was like, but will they cut the meat for me? And if the recipe calls for diced chicken, chicken comes diced.
See, that's the thing.
That's handy.
Yeah, that's the thing. That
that's one of those gross jobs.
I'm one of these people that will wash my hands 86 times if I'm cutting chicken.
I don't want to touch it.
See, I don't eat meat. I'm vegetarian since I was 12, but my husband does have chicken. And when he's like cutting it or doing it, like I'm watching the tip of the knife and I'm just like, has that been washed properly? Like, oh my God.
I'm the exact same. I'm hovering it. I'm not the one cooking, it's better if I'm not there.
Yeah, there are surgeons who wash their hands less than I do after I handle raw chicken.
Terrified of it. So that is another huge benefit that it does sometimes come spilled. But even like the recipes are so easy to follow that say if there's a week where, you know, we didn't get an offer, you can skip a week really easily as well. So if say we're both away or something and it doesn't make sense to get it, we'll cancel it for the week.
So I have a number of questions. Number one, is it cheaper than going to Tesco?
Well, it's never going to be, is it? We pay, well, it depends on what you're buying, right? So we pay, I think it's 52 a week for three meals for the two of us. So we're paying 25 each, I suppose.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I think that's decent.
That's right? That's not mad.
It's not mad. And I think if I was buying all of the ingredients that I need for various things, like,
you know, wasting it.
Yeah, exactly. Like this week now, we had salmon and veg with chimichurri. And we had spicy sausage meatballs with creamy orzo and spinach.
Wow.
And we had, what did we have the other day?
Ferocious notions.
I know.
You're from Cove now.
I know. And I'm having chimichurri on things.
You're the only Cove person who's ever had chimichurri.
I know. And I'm going to bring it back. Like when the cave brought fire back, I'm going to show them all. Those are things I'd like if I had to buy all of that, especially the meat. Already you'd be racking up a huge bill anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm very comfortable with paying it to have the convenience.
You're bringing us to Sweden for your other?
Yes. Anything else? Okay. So Sweden has become the first country in the world where doctors can prescribe travel for wellness. So like a medical prescription, they can say, Jonathan is working too hard.
Damn right.
Too many jobs. He needs a prescription for a holiday. Basically,
if you can get the doctor here now and can
exactly.
I mean, do they tell you where to go? I mean, New Zealand would be great if somebody could send you there.
That would be good. So it's basically their country tourism board have introduced this, and it's called the Swedish prescription, and they're allowing doctors to write certs, actual medical certs, and they're encouraging people to do forest bathing, which I'm partial to that myself. You know, saunas, cold plunges, and stargazing is the other one they're encouraging people to do. So basically, it would be like, Saoirse needs a break, so we're going to give her a script for 3 days. And off you go.
Like when Victorian women got sent to the sea.
Yeah.
kind of fix their, whatever it is, consumption or whatever they had.
Life is
depression.
Sick. Yeah.
Well, they had to get away from the men. They just didn't want to get
life pregnant. Is truly cyclical. It is true.
Yeah. Like, so, yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
No, it's good. So insurance doesn't cover it. You know, you don't get, you know, it depends on your work situation, all that kind of stuff. Like, they're not paying for it or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're giving you a cert that you can present to an employer.
Oh, why? Wow. Like a sick cert.
Yeah.
I just think that cool. It's such a good, I mean, obviously I work for myself, so therefore I give myself a prescription, except for more time. But you can see how the there would be value, because if it's coming from a doctor.
Authority.
There's authority. You're getting somewhere who's going to, you know.
I think it's good. And like, we've talked about this a lot on the show as well before, but when you talk about, you know, education systems, healthcare systems, you know, social welfare systems, like, I'm always this theory, and I've said it before, and I think I got looks, but I'm like, why can't we just totally use what works in other countries that works well and just end up with like this perfect country?
They do lots of really cool things. I mean, I was in Sweden earlier this year during the summer.
Wow,
my mom,
jealous.
It was amazing. My mom spent a month there. She was staying in Stockholm for a month, which was very cool. So we went to visit her. She works in a school, so she has summers off. So I went to visit her, and it was amazing. I loved it. And just, she was telling us different things she'd learned about it and the way that they set the system up and the way
just
that
things prioritize, like health and obviously education and children.
But it's a different lifestyle, though.
Yeah,
I mean, we are used to this nonstop go, get stuck in traffic the whole time. It's hard. I mean, I've never been to Sweden, but I've went to Norway, which is kind of
all those countries have it sorted.
Yeah, they're just so laid back about
and paternal leave.
Yeah,
like parental leave, like dads, as much as like there's a lot of good
miles
things.
Ahead, and like we have a lot of good things. And there was a survey out today saying how good we have it, that we're one of the top countries to have stuff and things. But it's our approach to the stuff and things is what's important. We don't necessarily have the right approach to it. So you're advocating we should go Swedish?
Definitely. Have you heard of the company Samsu that run the kind of detox cabins? I think I've talked about it on the show before, because I stayed there earlier in the year. Obviously, I booked it myself. I wanted to stay there.
When you
for
say
so
detox,
long.
There's no drink involved in that.
Well, you can bring it yourself, but it's kind of like a basically their
digital
founder.
Detox?
Yes,
well,
like the whole, but it's also just like a lifestyle kind of overhaul for a weekend. So like the founder, Rosanna Irwin, I think is her name, she went to Norway and I think she was at a wedding, and she was with her partner, and they went to a wedding there, and she spent a few days there and just observing all of this lifestyle. And she was like, oh my God, the way they do things here is amazing. And she came back and started all of these cabins. I think she's opening a third one
soon
enough.
But there's a load of them around. If you go down to East Cork in particular, there's loads of these lovely saunas, random saunas.
Yes.
And you can run into the sea, which you wouldn't have done previously. They'd have certified you if you ran into the sea previously. And now you can run back in and do the sauna.
So good.
Yeah, my sister-in-law does it the whole time, and that's the wellness thing.
And just staring at the stars and going into
stargazing.
The woods.
Amazing.
It's all
I'll write you both a cert for stargazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Alison. We'll appreciate that. And you'll also write us a cert for listening to Today FM over the weekend.
Oh, yes, yeah. So David Walliams is going to be in studio with me. He's going to be my co-host. It's not like a quick interview. He's going to be there for a long time. And Chris Hadfield. So I'm like Graham Norton tomorrow.
Wow.
I've got loads of guests tomorrow.
Chris Hadfield, the
Canadian,
astronaut.
My fellow Canadian friend. Yeah, the astronaut. Yeah.
He's a very good
Very
book.
Cool.
Very
He's
good
cool.
book.
And they've both written, obviously David's written loads of kids' books, but so has Chris. So we're kind of hoping David doesn't have to rush off and it really becomes like the Graham Norton. So
amazing.
Bring in a couch. Although the way the studios are at the moment, you won't get a couch in there. I have to say, years ago, I went back in the day when Twitter used to be a thing. I noticed one day, David Walliams started following me on Twitter. I was like, that's really weird. That's how cool is that? Then I realized this was a promotional team because we had him on.
Oh.
I was like, oh, got it. So if he follows you, don't trust
him.
He
might actually. Oh, I've had him on the show loads. I feel like, we're
just
friends.
Casual name dropping. Absolutely unbelievable. Thank you to Alison, and thank you to Saoirse for joining us here in Croke Park on this Friday. Don't forget the big match between Leinster and Munster here at headquarters of the GAA tomorrow. Best of luck to both sides. You can guess which side I will be rooting for. That is it for the programme today. My thanks to the production teams in Marconi House and here at Croke Park. The Hard Shoulder is back at 4 o'clock on Monday. Have yourselves a good weekend.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.